Good day, good night, and welcome to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for patrons only, with a free preview in the first part of the show. Today, it's a special day here in Canada for Vancouver, especially Mark Dos Santos, named manager of the Vancouver Whitecaps. Wayne.
I was having a bit of a dance party there. Can you just keep the bumper music running more?
Sure.
No? Okay, no, we better not. We got the 10-second fair use there. No, we saw this coming but didn't see it coming. You know, like it almost seemed like it was too obvious that Vancouver might somehow screw this up. But I think, Kevin, that this is maybe their perfect fit for a lot of different reasons. That's my quick hot take on it. I don't know whether you differ at all.
No, I agree. It's a very good decision, and I'll read in a few seconds the communique that the Whitecaps put online. It actually gives us a bit of the background of Mark Dos Santos, for those who don't know, but as well the reasoning in my mind of why he's the choice and why they've chosen to do this early in the process of the offseason. Because, yeah, change and building a new club, this is what basically Mark Dos Santos is known for.
Precisely. And look, I tweeted this out just seconds ago. Mark Dos Santos is what he does very well is he does a lot with a little, or a lot with very little in some cases. Certainly, he overachieved in Ottawa. He overachieves in San Francisco.
In 2016, he brought them in their first season all the way to the Western Conference final of the USL. They were Western Conference champion. They got to the USL Cup with Swope Park Rangers in 2016.
You know, precisely. And, he was in three championship games in 3 years, winning one of them, finally. I don't think you're going to blame him for the other two losses. He was up against the Cosmos with the Fury, which was that Ottawa Fury team remains one of the favorite teams I've watched in Canada ever in terms of their ability to overachieve that year. And, they came out of nowhere, and they were just so well-coached and well-organized and everything. And, again, he did this with limited budgets at every step of the way, and everything about the way the Whitecaps operate is about a low budget. It's about not spending the big DPs. So, maybe he changes that. Maybe they change that. I don't know. But I think that part of the reason that they would have been attracted to him beyond the success is the fact that he has done exactly what I say, that he knows how to be successful within a limited budget. He knows how to be successful where he has a much limited budget than teams that he is competing against. And in North America, that is a valuable asset for any manager. And look, I mean, MDS deserved the chance. Kind of sad to me that he had to wait for a Canadian opening because of the passport matched it. I would have hoped that his...
We'll see. We don't really know this for this year. When you spend 1 year with Bob Bradley at LA, you're... your Rolodex, as we would say, your contacts in your phone are bigger. So maybe you would have gotten another opportunity. But in my mind, the Vancouver Whitecaps were the first one calling this year. And they're like, okay, we want him now. We have to get him now. Otherwise, if we wait a few months, he might not be available anymore. So let's make the transition and decision right now. Let me just read a few excerpts, Dwayne, from the communique that the Vancouver Whitecaps signed. Vancouver Whitecaps FC announced on Wednesday the appointment of Mark Dos Santos as the club's head coach. Dos Santos has agreed on a 3-year contract through 2021. A native of Montreal, Quebec, Dos Santos brings over a decade's worth of coaching experience at a professional and amateur level, including successful stops in Portugal, Canada, Brazil, and the United States. As a head coach at the professional level, Dos Santos has made 4 championship final appearances, winning the 2009 USL First Division with the Impact, the Impact's last championship, and the 2017 NASL Soccer Bowl. Most recently, Dos Santos worked in MLS under Bob Bradley as an assistant coach in 2018, helping LAFC set an MLS record for most points earned by an expansion side in an inaugural season. Mark, this is a quote here from Bob Landuzzi and Jeff Mallett. Mark is a confident, driven leader who has proven himself as a winner at every level he has been tested, said Whitecaps owner Jeff Mallett. We were impressed by his ability to deliver a clear plan that optimizes all of our resources to measurably improve the club in critical areas. Bringing in Mark's positions the club to meet our goals of competing regularly with the best in the league and to win trophies for Vancouver's loyal supporters, starting with an MLS Cup. And this is Mark Dos Santos' record as a head coach. 124 win, 81 losses, 70 draws. But what makes it very important to me is this quote by Bob Larenduzzi. It's not often that you find a coach who seeks out the unique learning opportunities and challenges that Mark has accumulated around the world. We believe that having Mark now in place as head coach, combined with the additional resources that we are putting into our scouting and recruitment department, will set up the club for constant, consistent success. For me, that's the key here, is not just bringing Dos Santos, is bringing Dos Santos this early and not necessarily giving him carte blanche, but giving him a lot of leeway of, okay, there's no pieces in this roster that we really are too tied up with. Do what you think is best for the club going forward. And if you have to do a clean slate, well, do so.
No, precisely. And I think that if you look at his history and his ability to work with, again, I'm not going to call them limited players, but players that aren't really household names and be successful with them, that it wouldn't shock me if I see some of those names that he's worked with in the past be brought to Vancouver at the very least as depth players. And I'm thinking of guys that are having successful USL careers right now. He knows how to coach and get the most out of those guys. So you look at Ouimet, maybe Tissot, Kyle Becker, maybe. These are guys, Nan Adekora,
Becker,
Tommy Heinemann. Like, these
USL.
Are guys that have been...
You mentioned Kyle Becker and Maxim Crépeau-Dewayne. Both of them are in the USL 11 of the year. Good job, Kyle Becker, with the NC and North Carolina FC.
Kyle Becker wouldn't shock me at all. I mean, you think about it, he's a Canadian player. He's not going to count as a domestic for the Whitecaps. Had success at the lower level, been coached by Dos Santos before. It's too early to really predict totally, but if you look at the history, when you have players like that, it would make some sense. He's not going to cost them that much, right? He's going to come in and be potentially a player that has evolved in his game since the time that we saw him struggling with TFC to be successful there. A guy like Nana Adekora has a solid defensive presence. It would be a great depth guy if they can get him at the right price. Crépeau, if you don't want to bring him, he's out of contract right now. Maybe they want to make a change back there, and then he's had some success there. I mean, look.
Well, Crépeau is under contract with the Impact still, but we all expect here in Montreal for him to be loaned or transferred out for next year.
Third round draft pick. We'll get you Maxim Crépeau.
Pretty much. And for Adekora, he's one of the few players still left under contract with the Ottawa Fury. But I wouldn't be surprised if they find a solution there, if this is what Dr. Santos wants to do. But for me, it's going to be an evolution of Mark Dos Santos, too. The positive thing here for Vancouver Whitecaps sign is it's a coach that does not need to discover the league. First of all, he watches every single game of this league for years. The other thing is he spent the last year as assistant coach with Bob Bradley rediscovering what MLS is right now in the Western Conference, too. So he knows all the team. He knows the players. He knows where this league is going. He's very good at looking, understanding, and projecting himself in the future and predicting trends, which is needed in MLS when you are building your roster for 1, 2, 3 years down the road. How is my system going to look like in 2, 3 years? Is it going to be effective? So for me, Mark Dos Santos is the right choice right now. And the timing of November 7th to announce it even before the end of the playoff, I think is one of the best moves the Whitecaps have done in a long time, because it gives Mark time to build his ideal roster. It won't be ideal, but it'll be the closest possible for him for the beginning of March.
Yeah, and look, I mean, a lot of people are going to... I want to be clear about something right now. To anyone who listens to the show is probably familiar with MDS. We've been talking about him for... well, since the start of the show, right? And talking about how he deserves an MLS opportunity. But even that said, I just want to make something abundantly clear. He's the perfect pick for the Whitecaps, period, regardless of his passport, his success.
Oh, yeah.
This is the right guy for this job, and it is a good pick for particularly a team that does want to play under those. There's no impression we're getting from the Whitecaps that they're going to open the bank up and sign another Javinko, right? Like, there's not going to be a $10 million player or a $7 million player in Vancouver anytime soon. So you're going to have to figure some stuff out, and you're going to have to play with limitations. And what better can you do than to bring a guy that's been successful all along the way? We're seeing it this year with in Portland, how they've managed with a D2 manager, names escape me, help me here, Kevin.
Joe Savarese, former New York Cosmos head coach.
Yes, exactly. The Cosmos coach, that he came up from the D2 level and has been successful right away. And there's the team that, well, we'll find out tomorrow night whether they might evolve to be, you know, two wins away from an MLS Cup final appearance, right? So there's no reason to suggest that D2 coaches can't come up and be successful in this league. We've seen it time and time again. And it's nice to see, even just beyond that, that the Whitecaps are rewarding, and MLS is rewarding success at the lower divisions, because too often I think that we see either a recycling, which is pretty common in any league, or we see big bright lights from afar. Well, I'm going to go after that star that's way over there instead of just going, this guy's been successful doing it with the budgets and the limitations that we all face here, that we're going to have to face at MLS, that maybe at a higher level slightly, but it's still in context a similar problem. And you know, there's some value in that, and I applaud the Whitecaps for making that. I haven't applauded the Whitecaps for much this year, but at least they didn't trip over what was in front of their face, is what I'll say right now. So we'll give them some kudos there.
And you mentioned the old boys club, and I think MLS is running away from it now. Look, Bruce Arena is not coaching in the league anymore. Siggy Schmidt is not coaching in the league anymore. Peter Novak hasn't been coaching in the league in a few years. So I think slowly but surely, the league is running away from the old gentlemen's club and finding ideal candidates for all their position. And you mentioned D2. Yes, Mark Dos Santos has been the branded long time D2, but I think his 1 year in LAFC under the tutelage of Bob Bradley, Mark Dos Santos has had a lot of responsibilities in LAFC too. He was seen on the sideline prepping the players, prepping the team, and tactically, technically speaking, in training, running sessions. So this, I think this little 1 year trip in LA, we talked about it last year on Soccer Today, saying, look, this is probably a 1 or 2 year thing, just a stepping stone towards his manager debut in Major League Soccer. And it was the case. We were not expecting it to be Vancouver at that moment, but we're really happy for him back to Canada. But people are wondering, why, Kevin, are you wearing a Chelsea shirt when it's like Two Solitude Soccer Podcast talking about Vancouver? Guess what Mark Dos Santos' ultimate dream is, Dwayne? I know you know, but it's the one day being the first Canadian manager to manage Chelsea.
First North American manager to manage Chelsea. That's a big breakthrough there. Bob Bradley, obviously a bit of his mentor in LA, was the first American manager to manage in the Premier League. We have had a Canadian manager in the English Football League, far down the levels, of Paul Pesce-Salido, former Canadian international. So there's no reason you can't. Of course, Paul Pesce-Salido is a bit of a unique situation in the sense that he's, you know, married to your English royalty in terms of the game, and was well known over there for playing years at the championship level. But certainly that is an aspiration. I do think that Mark Dos Santos also would like the national team job one day, but John Herdman's a young man, so that's going to be wild there, I think.
And it's good, though, because it gives him time. So, okay, you're right. John Herdman, stay there for 10, 15 years. Mark Dos Santos will be successful in Vancouver for a few years, and then you'll get a job maybe in the championship, and he'll win the championship, be promoted to the Premier League. And then once he's in the Premier League, he'll be surprised everyone. Chelsea's going to fire 2-3 coaches in that time. And then, hey, they're going to need a new coach. Mark Dos Santos is going to coach Chelsea for a few years until he gets sacked. And once that's done, Dwayne, you're like, okay, I've achieved the pinnacle. I've coached Chelsea. I've coached Montreal. I've coached Vancouver. It's time. Canada, I'm taking the call. So in about 15 to 20 years, Mark Dos Santos, manager of Canadian men's national team.
And fair enough, we might be able to segue out of our free preview here into the actual Two Solitudes in a minute, but with this, I mean, I look at this and I think there's some synergy here with Bob Bradley, who's a guy that's always sort of been pushing against that glass ceiling, sort of been the victim perhaps of some prejudice against his passport, trying to get to where he wanted in the European game, ultimately did get to the pinnacle. Unfortunately, he got there with a team that just wasn't good enough, and you know, he didn't help himself out with the way he played, but regardless, he didn't get enough time. He gives a handout to a guy that was getting bypassed and bypassed and bypassed, in my opinion, in MDS. A year later, you know, MDS moves on, and I'm hoping that we see MDS repay that favor down the line with some other young Canadian coach that maybe gets an assistant job, a first assistant job coming out of the Premier League, the Canadian Premier League, I mean, down the future. I hope that sort of, you know, that payout, payback kind of happens down the line, because I think that you got to give some credit for Bob Bradley for taking risk with a guy that as a first assistant that although it shouldn't have been, that probably was outside of that old boys club, and brought him in and allowed him the opportunity to prove himself as a first assistant. And you know, how much does MAK's development have to do with him? You know, for instance, a young player we don't know, but you know, there would be some suggestions that he probably helped.
We do know, because I asked Marc DeSantos earlier this year when LAFC came to Montreal. I've asked Marc DeSantos, what do you think about Marc Anthony? He's like, oh, his development, his importance for this team is a lot higher than we thought so at the beginning. We have a great mentor. That's just an example right there of Marc DeSantos working with Marc Anthony Kay, coming from the USL to a higher level, and literally become one of LAFC's most important players this year. A low-key player that once he got injured, people realized how important he was in the midfield. That's the type of benefit that Marc DeSantos will bring to your club. So USL, Vancouver Whitecaps fans, look at the USL best players of last year. Look at the North American players too, because that's one thing Marc DeSantos understands too. The North American aspect of MLS and other leagues where you kind of need those lifers, those MLS veterans. And he understands that. So if I was a Vancouver fan, I would be really happy today. I'm really happy just for Marc DeSantos, the man. I had the chance to interview him a few times over the last few years. Dwayne, here, you as well, on the Soccer Today and 2Saw2 Soccer podcast. We talked to him when he was with Swope Park Rangers. We talked to him when he was with the San Francisco Deltas. And we feel it's overdue, but we're really happy for his opportunity to represent our country, of course, of Canada, and to represent the North American lifers, which I guess we are becoming North American soccer lifers too, Dwayne, by doing this for a long time. I think it represents a lot, and I see myself in his journey, and I cannot be more than really stoked about his transition to Vancouver.
Yes, as you say, I have been podcasting this coming spring. It'll be 10 years. And you know what I haven't seen during that 10 years, Kevin? I have never seen the Canadian U20 program, men's program, qualify for a World Cup.
Well, hold that thought for a second. Thank you for listening to this free preview. We wanted to do 10 minutes. We did 17 because that's how we roll. But if you want to continue to listen to this show, you can on a podcast version. Go to patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. $2 a month will give you access to the 2Saw2 Soccer podcast for patrons only. One show a week, and we give you a no-holds-barred, behind-the-paywall view of Canadian soccer, the Canadian Premier League, Canadian Men's National Team, and other news of Canadian soccer, like we just did with Marc DeSantos and the Vancouver Whitecaps. $2 a month goes a long way. We appreciate your patronage. See you behind the paywall.